6:43, 17 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Well, here we go. Jeff Palermo joins us now to talk about not only LSU's new schedule, but Whit Weeks. What? How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay. I'm just looking at your story here that was posted 39 minutes ago, and I'm agape. I don't know what to say.
Well, hey, you know, love is in the air. That's all I can say.
Tell people what we're talking about.
Well, you know, it's LSU Ole Miss week, and it's a great rivalry. A reason why the Southeastern Conference decided that Ole Miss should be one of LSU's three permanent opponents. But what adds a little bit more in intrigue into this game is the fact that Whit Weeks is apparently dating one of the daughters of Lane Kiffin, Landry Kiffin. And their relationship became known, like most relationships nowadays, it seems to be known, through Instagram. A photo of the two looking very happy together was posted on Landry Kiffin's Instagram account, and Whit Weeks actually referred to it or acknowledged it. And so, they're apparently an item, and this looks like this maybe has been going on for a while. There's also a picture on Landry Kiffin's Instagram page of her and Ella Springfield, who is the fiance of Garrett Nussmeier. So I'm not sure what Lane thinks of all this. Maybe somebody will ask him, but it's just kind of very interesting that your star linebacker for LSU is dating the daughter of the head coach of the opposing team this week.
The daughter goes to school at Ole Miss or not? Is she not in school?
Would imagine she does, whether she has graduated or not. I'm not exactly sure. You know, how they met, how this all started. Not exactly sure.
So let's talk about what the SEC is expected to announce today, although it's the worst-kept secret ever in the history of the world, right?
Yeah, it is a bit of an unkept secret. There's still more information that will be revealed tonight when the SEC Network lays out basically we're going to find out when – well, we'll back it up a little bit. Yesterday on 3.com, Chris Flo, who's a fantastic reporter who worked for ESPN for many years, broke the story, leaked the story of who LSU's three permanent opponents will be when the conference goes to a nine-game schedule starting next year. So you're going to play three teams every single year from 26 to the same three teams every year from 2026 to 2029, and then they'll reevaluate the permanent opponents. So you're playing three permanent opponents during those four seasons, and then you'll play six other teams. So we know who the permanent opponents for LSU are, Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Ole Miss. Surprising, not Alabama. Alabama is usually the highest rated television game, or one of the highest rated television games, not only in the Southeastern Conference for the season and for college football nationwide. And considering, you know, this whole nine game conference schedule and conference realignment, money is behind all of it. You would think you would have one of the most watched football games, make sure you preserve that. But Alabama already has two natural rivals in Tennessee and Auburn. And if you gave them LSU, that would be, even when Nick Saban was the head coach and there was this debate on how to have future schedules, he didn't like the idea of having Tennessee, Auburn, and LSU as three permanent opponents. So Alabama gets its way a little bit. They'll play Mississippi State as their third permanent opponent. But here's what we'll also find out tonight when the SEC Network reveals. We'll find out who all the opponents are for LSU in 2026. So we'll find out the other six teams that LSU will play in conference play. Dates will not be released until December. But we'll get an idea of who LSU will play. We'll find out if they will still play Alabama next year. Will they still play Florida next year? If they don't play them in 2026, do they play them again in 2027? Or do they wait until 2028? So will the because you look at this season's schedule is the same as last year's, except it's reversed. You know, you're going to Ole Miss this year instead of hosting them this year. So will they do that for 2026, where you're playing somewhere next season and then you return the trip, or that team returns the trip in 2027, or do they break it up a little bit? So we'll find all of that out tonight. So that's going to be at 6 o'clock on the SEC Network.
Did geography have anything to do with this? Because I'm looking at Texas A&M and Ole Miss, and that rivalry goes back a long way. At Arkansas, the three states that surround Louisiana, I know Mississippi State is Alabama's closest SEC rival, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, they're. I think Starkville and Tuscaloosa are like 80 miles apart. Oh, yeah, I think geography played a huge role in all this. And I think it's more of the natural rivalries, too, because mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, LSU-Alabama, that's the biggest rivalry for LSU. But for Arkansas, you could make a strong argument that the game that their fan base and that program really gets up for is the LSU game. That's a game that there's a trophy. You play for a trophy in that game. You play for a trophy in the LSU-Ole Miss game. LSU-A&M has turned into, I would say, a very spirited rival. A rivalry. Now, some would say, hey, why don't you play LSU Texas? Those mm-hmm. are two more, those are premier programs. Those should be permanent opponents. Well, I mean, I think you could have looked at this, a thousand different ways and said, well, Florida and Tennessee should play every year because that was one of the best rivalries in college.
That was a big one.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
And they're not. But, there were going to be I love the fact they're playing a 9-game conference schedule, but I'm not that excited LSU is not playing Alabama every year. It will be weird whether it's going to be next year, 2027, 2028, whatever that first season is, and you look at that 12-game schedule for LSU, and you don't see Alabama on there because that is the game, let's face it, that you get ready for. That game on November 8th, November 7th, it's always that second or first weekend of November.
After a bye.
And we've just gone accustomed to it. And in one of these years coming up, we're not going to have it. And it's just going to be like, well, what's going to be the match? Because that game was always kind of the measuring stick too, right? This is kind of where you're at. Now you don't even have it. So it'll be interesting. But there will be other good games on there. Whether it's LSU going to Georgia or hosting Texas, visiting Texas, you'll still have a lot of those. There's still the schedule. I'm glad we're seeing a 9-game conference schedule because look at what happened last week, Tommy. They're just, the game's over after 5 minutes mm-hmm. and then you're just kind of going through it. You just need less of those kind of games. We talked about it last week, even Coach Frank Selfo is not excited about the idea of FCS teams playing FBS. We just need to move beyond that and have most of these games or nearly all these games be as competitive as they can be.
And looking at the map, it amazes me. I realize that College Station is closer to Baton Rouge than is Austin. And it also amazes me that I was able to drive from Austin yesterday after work to New Orleans, which is a long way. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:57 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, talking about LSU's three permanent SEC opponents. But also tonight, we'll find out who LSU's 2026 SEC opponents are. And it's a 9-game. Tell me who's LSU going to play next year? 9 SEC games, and what does that leave?
So, yeah, what I have a feeling, since LSU has played the likes of, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. Oklahoma the last two seasons, I think you're going to probably see on that 2026 schedule Texas and Georgia. And I think maybe in the end, while we might be a little bit bummed out that there's not the LSU-Alabama game on there, and granted, I get it, Alabama's not who Alabama was with Nick Saban no longer there, but they're still – a very formidable opponent, but I think by not having Alabama as a permanent opponent, you at least avoid the possibility of playing Alabama, Georgia, and Texas in the same year. And I think that's probably, that will be a good thing. So I'm thinking you're going to see, since LSU has not faced Georgia and Texas the last couple seasons, I have a feeling you're going to see them on there. You'll probably see Tennessee on there as well. So the teams that LSU really hasn't played the last couple of years, I think, will be on that 2026 schedule.
Now, another question I had was recruiting, if that played a hand in any of this. But I guess with name, image, and likeness and salary cap and all of that stuff, it's all about the money now and not necessarily location, right?
I think, all this is about money at this mm-hmm. point, Tommy. I mean, But I think in the end, like I say, I'm glad to see they're going to a nine-game schedule. The ACC, for what it's worth, announced yesterday they're going to a nine-game schedule. So I think eventually we're kind of moving into the direction of, you know, you're just your four major conferences and all those schools eventually just playing each other, and no longer these matchups against the FCS or even Group of Five schools. That's
Thank
still
you, Jeff.
Many years down the road, but it's